Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hazel Mack gives us her long-awaited debut album, Unorthodox, which was recorded between South Africa, Malawi, Zimbabwe, and the UK. I followed her music for some years, and it was a welcome surprise to get this project from her.
The latest African album review is...
Unorthodox was released on May 1st, 2020. It has 7 songs, 23-minute, 12-second runtime, multiple producer placements including Sonyezo, BFB, Mr. Kamera, Ayoba, and GT Beats, and she's got a few collabs in there as well. The album cover sees an extremely confident looking Hazel Mack chilling in the bathtub with a towel wrapped around her body and one round her head as well. She's looking dead set directly at the camera, wearing blue tinted shades, and it just says, "This is me, take it or leave it." The album cover is unorthodox, just as the album title suggests.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Unorthodox opens up with a vibey brand new, and I'd say it has the makings of that Afrowave R&B style like Yemi Alade's Lai Lai or One Day Calls Again or Corey De Bello's Mikasa Sukasa. It's a beautifully composed number where she serenades the lover, taking the lead for what's about to go down. It takes a very sexy stance and leads you to envision a couple of lovers about to knock some boots. This song is perfectly placed because it's like Hazel Mack is introducing us to a new version of herself. We know that Hazel Mack was consistently dropped singles for some years with a very Afropop, Afrobeats, with a little bit of R&B-ish vibe. But it's a new Hazel here with even more range. Katakwe is one of the singles I heard a while back, and Hazel Mack features Zimbabwean star XQ on a strong Afrobeats number produced by another Zimbabwean, GT Beats, who has a very strong musical CV and is quite well known to work with Buffalo Soldier as well. Katakwe is a single that did fairly well and I believe was designed to appeal more to African markets.
Find us at motomotomusic.com.
Merida comes through on that Afrowave dancehall sound and might be one of the songs of the album. Songye does the work on production and you can tell that these two have a fantastic working chemistry to produce hit music, so I'm looking forward to more songs from Songye and Hazel Mack. Hazel Mack says Murder she wrote and a girl is telling her man that if she has to wait for his texts or if he doesn't pick up her calls when she's called countless times, then there's gonna be a problem. A very big problem. One of my favorite songs on this album is Kumutu, produced by Mr. Kamera, yet another Zimbabwean producer. And it is a mid-tempo number which is sort of house-inclined. Her vocals are sometimes housey here, but most times they're not. Then again, Malawian house isn't a genre I've really heard much of, so her spin on this genre is unique and interesting.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Unorthodox has varying themes that mostly touch on love and relationships. From one perspective, this album is a collection of Hazel Mack's singles dating back 2+ years. An example is Kumutu, which was released in 2018. As such, I feel as though she wanted to combine some of her best and most recognizable work with the new sound she has crafted. I read that she did record most of the material last year in 2019 anyway, so in that sense, I'm okay with the strategy. It's not quite one I would adopt given the choice, but I guess that's part of what being unorthodox is for Hazel Mack. I found that having different genres of music was executed quite well, and the flow of the album meant I never felt overwhelmed or got bored while listening to it, so the sequencing was brilliant. Hazel Mack has a wonderful voice, which does have its limits, but it's something you would not even notice or be concerned about because she works her abilities so well. She knows what makes her voice tick and she does it. This is something I appreciate about the project in particular. Hazel Mack pushed her own envelope and made it work without being visibly uncomfortable. She also has a voice you can listen to over and over. I've always enjoyed that about her music, and that means she doesn't rely on collabos to bring out the best in what she can do. In terms of mixing and mastering, I think what I wanted to hear was more of a unifying factor between all the songs. To be fair, this is challenging when you have different hands as well as songs created a couple of years apart or more. For the regular listener, this isn't a problem, as the quality is achieved in some way, shape, or form.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I really would love Hazel Mack to get the one song that really sticks, you know. She's been at this for a few years and she clearly has what it takes. She already has a work ethic that's easy to see. In general, I do find musicians from Malawi tend to not get as much recognition as they need, but if we put a fair platform, they likely would be right up there with some of the best in Africa. Hazel Mack herself would even be bigger on the continent if there was any justice in the music industry. My songs of the album are Serenade, Kumutu, Murder, Brand New, which I absolutely love, Overload, and I'd say this one is a beautiful Afro House number, and Hazel Mack's vocals are divinely mixed there in a way different from all the other songs on the album. Generally speaking, this album is for Afrobeats and R&B lovers. The wider your palette, the more you can appreciate the talent Hazel Mack has. Listen to Unorthodox by Hazel Mack online. Stream it or buy it. It is everywhere. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.